You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Today is Thursday, February 22nd. What to know about a controversial immigration policy that's apparently being floated within the Biden administration. Also, the latest way the White House has been able to cancel student loan debt, despite last year's Supreme Court ruling. Plus, how to sign up for NASA's next fake mission to Mars. What to expect from Apple's first sports app. And why the era of school buses seems to be disappearing. Those stories and even more news next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It seems the Biden administration could borrow a page from the Trump administration to control immigration at the southern border. Several news reports say President Biden is considering executive action to restrict migrants from being able to seek asylum if they cross the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. In other words, they could only claim asylum at official U.S. ports of entry. Trump tried to do the same thing back in 2018. But ultimately, a federal appeals court ruled he couldn't, that it would conflict with asylum law. It's not clear how the Biden administration would do things differently. But even if it did tweak things, the executive action would likely face similar legal challenges. Politico says the White House is also talking about ways to make it harder for migrants to pass the initial screening for asylum seekers, as well as ways to more quickly deport those who don't meet the elevated standards. No final decisions have been made. For now, the White House has not spoken publicly about their ideas. But Biden administration officials say their first choice would still be significant immigration policy reform and funding that only Congress can provide. So they're still pressing lawmakers to do more. Expect to hear a lot more about this in the next couple of weeks ahead of President Biden's State of the Union speech. Well, this week, President Biden announced another $1.2 billion in student loan forgiveness. That brings the total amount he has wiped out during his time in office to $138 billion for about 4 million borrowers. That's a far cry from his original plan that would have canceled up to $400 billion in debt for about 43 million borrowers. But of course, that one was struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court, which ruled the Biden administration did not have the authority for such a broad-based policy. So to work around it, the Biden administration has been tweaking existing programs. The debt cancellation announced yesterday was an example of that, impacting borrowers enrolled in what's known as the SAVE plan, which is an income-driven repayment program. Other limited measures have helped public service workers and those with disabilities, among others. And just last week, the Education Department released a proposal to cancel student debt for more borrowers who experience hardship in paying off college loans. Some Republicans are still criticizing the White House for focusing on student loan debt, saying it punishes Americans who either did not attend college or already paid off their loans. But President Biden says it helps everyone, since when people have less debt, they can contribute more to the overall economy. The White House says it's cracking down to address concerns that China could try to hack critical infrastructure in the U.S. President Biden signed an executive order meant to help the government respond to cybersecurity threats. Specifically, it lets the U.S. Coast Guard outline minimum cybersecurity requirements at ports and gives it the power to move vessels that present any threats. Under the order, port and ship operators will also soon be required to report any cyber incidents to the Coast Guard. Already, the Coast Guard is assessing Chinese-built shipping cranes for any cybersecurity vulnerabilities. But this order also invests billions into manufacturing new cranes here in the U.S. Officials say this initiative is not a response to any specific threat. But many authorities, including the FBI director, have recently warned that China could start an extensive hacking operation in the event of a conflict over Taiwan. Chinese officials have called this theory paranoia and accused the U.S. of getting in the way of the normal economic and trade cooperation between China and the U.S. Either way, some Biden administration officials say China is not the only threat and that port security is so critical, it should be a priority no matter what. A European satellite that has been in orbit for nearly 30 years fell back to Earth this week. It was about the size of a school bus and weighed 5,000 pounds. It spent its time in space studying Earth's land, oceans, and polar caps, and monitoring natural disasters before it ran out of fuel about a decade ago. Astronomers say it re-entered the Earth's atmosphere yesterday, somewhere between Alaska and Hawaii. It's believed to have mostly burned up, with some of the remains landing in the ocean below. And thankfully, no one was hurt and no property was reported damaged. Typically, the European Space Agency says the risk of a person being hurt by space debris is less than 1 in 100 billion. That's 65,000 times lower than the risk of being struck by lightning. We have more news still ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor, Honeylove. February is the month of love, and there's nothing I love more than comfortable leggings and undergarments. Yes, we all know that feeling when you get home from a long day and immediately want to get into your pajamas, right? With Honeylove, you won't have to experience that again because their items are so comfortable, you'll forget you're wearing them. For the ladies listening, Honeylove gives you the comfort and support you need, but with the feeling, quality, and look you want, whether you're wearing their shapewear and bras or their leggings and loungewear. Speaking of leggings, Honeylove's Legging 2.0 is still my favorite legging ever. I wear them literally every week. They hold you in without that too tight feeling. They're cooling, comfortable, and cute. Honeylove truly has you covered for everything. The everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. So treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Now back to the news. Well, NASA is looking for another group of people who want to see what it's like to live on Mars. The space agency put out a call for applicants for its second planned simulated mission. For a year, four people will live and work inside a 3D printed version of a red planet habitat right here on Earth. The simulation includes four living quarters for each volunteer, a workspace, medical station, lounge areas, and a food growing station. But just like life on actual Mars, there will be limited resources. Volunteers will have to deal with typical environmental stressors of Mars, as well as equipment failures and communications delays. They'll go on simulated spacewalks and will have to work to maintain the habitat, grow crops, and work with robotics. To qualify, you have to be a U.S. citizen between 30 and 55 with experience working in STEM. The ground mission is set to kick off next spring. The first mission like this kicked off last summer and is set to wrap up in July. So far, that crew has harvested crops, gone on many simulated Mars walks, and it continues to carry out biological and physical experiments. Eventually, NASA says it will use what it's learned from these missions for a real mission into deep space. If you're interested in taking part in the simulated mission, we have a link to the application in today's episode notes. Well, Boeing has decided to replace the leader of its troubled 737 MAX program. That's the most significant shakeup since what could have easily been a catastrophe during an Alaska Airlines flight last month. We're talking about the mid-air blowout that left a hole in the side of a MAX jet. Remember, a federal watchdog said it was likely caused by missing bolts, and loose bolts ended up being found on several aircraft afterwards. The FAA administrator said Boeing has not been paying enough attention to safety as it tries to build more planes to meet growing demand. Well, this week, an executive who had been with Boeing for nearly 18 years ended up getting replaced. He oversaw the factory where final assembly took place on the 737 MAX 9 that was involved in last month's incident. But now someone else is taking over. The company says that's just part of its new focus on making sure every plane delivered now meets or exceeds all quality and safety requirements. Still, shares of Boeing closed down once again. They've lost about $27 billion in stock market value since last month's incident. Another financially strapped media company is making cuts. BuzzFeed announced it's selling the entertainment media brand Complex to a live stream shopping platform, Network. The deal is worth about $109 million, even though it was just 2021 when BuzzFeed acquired Complex for $300 million. Now Network plans to make Complex shoppable, saying that's more sustainable than relying on the ad market. And BuzzFeed might not be done with its cuts just yet. It's already cut back its own staff several times and shut down its newsroom. Now, the Wall Street Journal says BuzzFeed is also looking to possibly sell its social media food brand, Tasty. Sports fans and Apple loyalists, this one's for you. Apple just launched its first sports app that's free for iPhone users. It delivers real-time scores, key statistics, and live betting odds. Already, people can download it to access the data from the NBA, NHL, MLS, Premier League Soccer, and more. But it's no mistake that it's coming out ahead of March Madness, since it will also offer real-time data for both the men's and women's NCAA basketball tournaments. Even more leagues will be added over time, like the NFL and MLB. Reports say this threatens to upend the mobile sports app space that's long been dominated by apps from ESPN and others like it. Those ones are supported by ads, but at least for now, the Apple one is ad-free. A college basketball star who's already made history on the court is now breaking even more records with help from her fans. Sports apparel store Fanatics says the University of Iowa's Caitlin Clark is now its top-selling college athlete since it first started selling collegiate gear. Her jerseys have been selling for a while, but after Clark became the NCAA women's basketball all-time leading scorer last week, things really took off. There was a lot of interest in the shirt Clark's teammates wore that night, featuring the slogan, "You break it, you own it." So Fanatics started selling it. And now the company says it sold more Clark-branded merchandise in just 24 hours than it has for any other individual college athlete across all sports over the last 2 years. And because of a recent Supreme Court ruling that lets student athletes make money off their personal brand, Clark is actually able to cash in. Not just from Fanatics, either. Clark has also signed deals with Gatorade, Nike, State Farm, Bose, and more. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, support for this episode comes from Lumi. You know what's giving me some extra confidence this year? Knowing I have an effective deodorant helping me smell great. Yep, I made the switch to Lumi, and I am so glad. It's paraben-free, baking soda-free, pH balanced, so it's seriously safe to use anywhere on your body, and it's clinically proven to block odor all day long and control odor for up to 72 hours. It's also clinically proven to control odor better than a shower with soap alone. And my experience with it is that it really works. Unlike certain deodorants that try to mask any odor with fragrance, Lumi is formulated with mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. And if you haven't tried it before, Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. And as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. That's over 40% off their starter pack, too. Use code NEWSWORTHY for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code NEWSWORTHY at LumeDeodorant.com. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. So it looks like big yellow buses are being replaced by long drop-off lines. The most recent National Household Travel Survey found, for the first time on record, most American students are being taken to school by private vehicles. Specifically, about 53% of U.S. students are getting dropped off at school or driving themselves. This trend has been growing for a while, but it really took off since the pandemic, mostly because of a shortage of bus routes and drivers. Across the country, a lot of school systems are still dealing with severe shortages. And a few cities, like Philadelphia and Baltimore, have even tried paying some parents to drive their kids to lower the demand for buses. Besides the shortages, The Washington Post says another reason parents are more likely to drop off their kids is the rise of remote work, making them more available at drop-off and pickup times. But of course, that's not an option for everyone. And even when it is, there are big downsides, like much longer lines outside schools. So new child transportation providers are popping up to close the gaps. And other bus advocates are leaning on school boards to provide more funding or at least avoid more cuts. All right, thank you so much for listening today. A quick note that there is a sale on the Newsworthy merch today through Sunday. You can get $16 classic tees and up to 35% off everything else. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/merch to check out the t-shirts, sweatshirts, mugs, bags, and more, all at a discount. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, thanks again for being here and have a great day.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.